It's officially Final Four week. Hey, I'm Casey Hinn, standing alongside Pat Welter. We are in downtown Phoenix, and we are anxiously awaiting NC State's arrival at the Dream Hotel.
I know it's starting to feel a little bit like Albuquerque in 1983, the Pack ready for their moment in the sun in Phoenix.
The rain and storms have pushed past us to make way for a big temperature shift. I'll show you the chill we'll be waking up to tomorrow.
Then, the highest amount of teacher turnover in North Carolina this century. Why thousands of people are calling it quits and how it's changing who is teaching your kids.
In the last 15 minutes or so, the NC State men's basketball team officially arrived in Phoenix for the Final Four. The players got a special send-off at Dale Basketball Center this afternoon. That's what you're looking at here, surrounded by hundreds of excited Wolfpack fans cheering them on. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Ashley Rowe.
And I'm Dan Haggerty. So this is the first run for a national championship win since 1983. The Final Four on the line against Purdue in a matchup Saturday night. We're going to bring you live team coverage. You saw Pat and Casey out there in Arizona. They're awaiting the team's arrival at the hotel. We want to begin with Chris, though.
Yeah, Chris, you're in the live center tracking when they touch down.
Oh, actually, we just looked a little bit ago, Ashley and Dan, and they did touch down. We're talking minutes ago here. According to this website on FlightAware, it just refreshed there on me. It was about 10 minutes ago, it says here. They're 15 minutes late, though, when they arrived, but we have learned again, the Wolfpack has arrived. This just kind of shows you where exactly they moved from RDU over to Phoenix. And again, these are just some photos that they were sharing as they boarded the plane. But I do want to go ahead and move things over to WRAO's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz. They are at the hotel right now. I see you guys. Are there. You're waiting for the Wolfpack to arrive. I'm sure things are very exciting where you guys are right now.
Yeah, Chris, things are really heating up here in downtown Phoenix. Security just had us move over here because I think the Wolfpack are potentially minutes away from their arrival at the Renaissance here downtown. And Casey, the question the Wolfpack keep getting throughout this trip to the Final Four has been, what's changed? And I think the reality is it's actually pretty simple. It's been defense. It's been details. They knew they could make this run. They just had to lock in, Casey.
Yeah, they locked in at the start of that ACC tournament. You know, I had a chance to speak with DJ Horn before their first game in Washington, D.C., and he told me his message to the team was, anything is possible. You see it all the time in March. Crazy things happen. That's when he coined, why not us? And fans have been waiting 41 years for it to be them. And they showed out this morning, sending the team out in style, connecting generations of past and present.
I went to school, Thurl Bailey, went, and sitting low. We was all in classes together. We brought it home, just like we're going to do this year.
It's impossible not to be reminded of 1983 when you watch this team. The survive and advance mentality has them two wins away from a third national title. The present reflecting the past means the world to head coach Kevin Keats.
Our school deserves it. You know, our players have really worked hard. The fans deserve it. We've done a really good job. You know, when I say we, I mean, I always say we. I'm saying these young men in the locker room through all of the adversity that we have went through, ups and downs of winning games, losing games, they never lost their faith and stayed together. And it means a lot. It really does.
You saw DJ Burns there cutting down the nets at the ACC Championship. Casey, he's been the breakout star of this NCAA tournament. And Kevin Keats said that he's one thing that's really made them unique, difficult to defend. That's one of the main reasons they are here. But I think they have met their match, Casey, in 7'4", Zach Edey and Purdue.
I'm going to stop you right there, Pat, because it's not the first time, as we all know, that NC State has had to shut down a 7'4" player of the year. Of course, that is the legendary Ralph Sampson back in 1983. We're waiting our own set of legends, though. I think the Pack are just a few minutes away, so we're going to toss it back to you guys, but we should be getting their arrival here shortly.
The parallels give me chills, guys. Pat Welter, Casey Hintz, live in Phoenix. Thanks. Have fun out there. The Wolfpack women are in Cleveland today getting ready for their game. WRAL's Brett Neese is there with the team. Signs are up near the team's hotel supporting them. They're going to be heading to a dinner and awards ceremony tonight. Now, tomorrow, join us for Wolfpack Pride, Why Not Us? At 7 o'clock, we will have live reports, in-depth analysis, and how this moment has the triangle rallying around the pack.
And we will check back in with Pat and Casey when they show up. Meantime, we got to talk about the weather today. How about some of this video? Tree falling in a Wake County neighborhood not long after that heavy rain moved through. This was the scene on Jeffries Grove School Road. It's right near an elementary school. This road is right where parents actually wait to pick up their children. That tree came crashing down about an hour after traffic had cleared. If it hadn't, a car, of course, could have been right there. It was bright and sunny out at the time we were shooting this video, though. Fortunately, earlier the rain had been pouring down, though. Neighbors think all of the moisture waterlogged that soil.
In our local area right here, we have so many kids that are just riding their bikes and just walking around the roads. And I mean, one of them could have been in that place at the wrong time, and it just could have been a disaster.
When the tree fell, it did bring down some lines with it. You see Duke Energy currently working to clear those lines so the tree can be removed as well. Some neighbors are without power and internet in the meantime. What a difference a few hours can make, though. Wow, take a look here. White Lake, absolutely gorgeous at this hour. The threat is over, but you'll notice a big temperature shift overnight. Meteorologist Kat Campbell in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Temps are going to fall, Kat.
Yes, they are. Tonight we're in the 40s, but pretty soon we're going to be in the 30s again for lows. The cold front has passed. We have this upper level low to our northwest, so we're going to see some upper level energy still swinging through during the day tomorrow. 74 outside right now, not too bad for 7 o'clock, 72 in Fayetteville as well as Roxboro, 64 in South Hill. We're going to be cooling off into the mid-40s overnight. So as we get toward 10 o'clock, we should be back in the upper 50s, waking up to some sunshine tomorrow morning and temperatures in the mid-40s. But after tomorrow morning, it gets cooler, 40 degrees as you're waking up Friday morning. Saturday will be the coldest morning, 37 in the Triangle. It could get down to 34 in Roxboro Saturday morning, and then 38 on Sunday. So a light frost will be possible with this round of cooler air. I'll have a closer look at your weekend forecast. We've got a lot going on. A lot of people are going to be tuning into the game as well. I'll have that coming up.
All right. Talk to you then. Thank you, Kat.
Weapons on campus forced a code red lockdown at Zebulon Middle School this afternoon. No one was allowed to enter or leave for about an hour and a half. The school was put on lockdown around 1 p.m. over a report of a weapon on campus. It turns out officials discovered a knife and an airsoft gun. This comes 2 days after schools across the region were the targets of false threats, including Apex High and Lee County High. New information related to the shooting that led to a lockdown at NC Central. In the last 2 hours, we learned the person injured in the shooting is a student. In an email, police told WRAL that person has non-life-threatening injuries. So that's the good news. This all began around 10:15 last night at the Lawson Street Residence Hall. NC Central Police were already there for a proactive safety check, something they do every day. Officers assessed the situation and initiated a lockdown that lasted almost 2 hours.
Just when you thought the DMV couldn't get any more fun, several DMVs across the state are expected to raise their prices this summer. Starting July 1st, about 90 license and registration related fees are expected to increase by more than 19%. The Division of Motor Vehicles is required to change fees and rates every 4 years. It's an adjustment that's based on the Consumer Price Index over the next 4 years. You can find a list of the price changes specifically at nc.gov.
A new report shows alarming teacher turnover in our state. How about this? More than 10,000 teachers left the North Carolina school system last year. That's a sharp uptick from 2 years before. WRL Capital Bureau Chief Laura Leslie was at the State Board of Education meeting today where that new research was unveiled.
Yeah, the State Board of Education heard today that one out of nine K-12 teachers stopped teaching in North Carolina in the last school year. Among first-year teachers, that number was one in four. State education leaders say that's a real problem.
DPI officials say North Carolina's teacher attrition rate has been below the national average for the past few years, but it's now caught up. The attrition rate for the 2022-23 school year was 11.5%. That's a steep jump from 7.8% the year before. Although State School Superintendent Catherine Truitt says it's still lower than at other state agencies.
Given all of the challenges that our schools are facing with chronic absenteeism, parents not prioritizing sending their kids back to school. Parents have a different relationship with school now. And I'm not not entirely surprised to see this.
Attrition was highest among beginning teachers, even though state lawmakers have focused on boosting their pay for several years. For first-year teachers, it was 26%, 1 in 4. For early career teachers overall, it was 15.1%. Truitt says that's a significant challenge for the state.
And I think it speaks to the fact that those teachers are coming into a job and it is not the way they thought it was going to be.
That may be because an increasing number of them were not trained to be educators. The report shows nearly half the new teachers hired last school year were coming from other professions, known as lateral entry.
But they're looking very different. They're not your traditional person who went to college, majored in education, and is now taking their first teaching job.
WRAL education insider Emily Walkenhorst says lateral entry teachers may be at a higher risk of quitting after the first year.
We know they're putting in more than 40 hours a week. We know it's a tough job. We know a lot of teachers feel they're not supported. So for a lot of them, the conclusion might be, we're not making enough for this to be worth it.
Laura Leslie, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Health experts are voicing some concerns over an animal tranquilizer that continues to be discovered mixed with opioids.
When they check the samples that law enforcement gets, they find it. And that's where they're realizing it's pretty much everywhere.
What health officials are calling on lawmakers to do now to reduce the spread of this xylazine. Plus, a new warning about an increase in Mpox cases. What state health officials are saying next.
Right now, health officials are calling on North Carolina lawmakers to add another dangerous drug to the list of controlled substances.
You may have heard of this. It's called xylazine. We've been talking about it on the news for some time. WRL health reporter Grace Haber takes a closer look now at what is effectively an animal tranquilizer that's now being mixed with other drugs.
North Carolina health experts are calling on lawmakers to act fast when it comes to a dangerous substance being mixed with opioids. Xylazine, also known as tranq, is an animal sedative. According to NC State's College of Veterinary Medicine, the drug is approved for use in dogs, cats, and deer, but is most commonly used in horses.
It is not recognized by the federal government, nor is it recognized by North Carolina law, to be an illicit substance.
But there is now a push to add xylazine to the list of controlled substances in North Carolina after the drug has been found mixed with opioids like fentanyl, cocaine, and heroin in recent years.
It increases the euphoric effects of the agent that it's mixed with.
Xylazine can cause someone to sleep for long periods of time, slow down heart rate and breathing, and form skin lesions and ulcers that can become infected. According to the UNC Street Drug Analysis Lab, xylazine has been found in 41% of over 500 fentanyl samples collected from across North Carolina.
This is everywhere. This stuff, with continued use, can cause a dependence on it.
UNC pharmacy professor Timothy Ives says making xylazine a Schedule 3 drug would help restrict the sale of the product to keep it only in the hands of licensed vets. It would also establish grounds for legal punishment for those found to have it. Grace Haber, WRAL News.
And according to the CDC, many people aren't even aware that the drug they are taking contains this xylazine. Tranq is resistant to Narcan. But since it's often mixed with opioids, health officials say that the medication should still be given in the event of a suspected overdose.
The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services is reporting an increase in Mpox cases. They say 45 cases were reported in 12 counties over the last 6 months. The majority of them reported in the first 3 months of this year. Now, how about this? Only 9 total cases were reported in all of 2023. Quite the contrast. The Department of Health and Human Services is urging adults at risk to get a free Mpox vaccine.
Publix is going to open a new location in Fayetteville. Check out the map. The grocery store chain entered into a lease agreement for a building at Ferguson Town Center. It's located right on the corner of Rockfish Road and Lakewood Drive. No opening date has been announced yet. There are 4 other Publix locations in the works. The company is opening stores in Raleigh, Rollsville, Durham, and Garner. Let's say hi to Kat Campbell. Hey, Kat.
We got a lot going on this weekend.
It's going to be an exciting weekend with Dreamville coming to town.
Right. We're getting all the rain out of the way just in time for the weekend. It's not going to be as warm as last weekend, but 62 on Saturday, 66 on Sunday, it's going to be feeling pretty good out there. You don't want it to be too hot and too humid with all the people out there together at Dix Park. You're not going to have to deal with the mud out there. Definitely good news for the weekend. Of course, a lot of people are going to be out and about at their local sports bars watching the Final Four. So here's your final forecast. 60 degrees, tip-off is 6:09, and it will be partly cloudy and dry for the game as well. If you're going to be staying here in town, that's the triangle forecast. The dual Doppler 5000 radar, quiet now. We did have that one supercell that moved through northern Mecklenburg County. That has cleared the area. We saw a decent amount of rain today, especially from the triangle south. Those totals were closer to half an inch to three quarters of an inch, but there were a couple lucky spots in a storm that moved through earlier that saw up to 2 inches of rain, and that extended from Moore County up into southwest Wake County. Anything to help with the pollen out there, right? So we told you the first day of the month, we had the all-time record for pollen in the area. Today's pollen count was second place for all-time record. So we needed all this rain that we got today. It is pretty breezy outside. Temperatures are going to continue to fall as this chilly wind will bring some cooler air into the area. We've got some gusts to about 30 miles per hour in the Triangle and Southern Pines at this hour. Hour by hour, we'll continue to see our winds settling down tonight, but we could still see some gusts to about 30 miles per hour. The camera has gone out here on our camera shot, so let's move on along to the big picture. We are still watching the cold front. It is now well to our east, but look to the northwest. We've got the upper level low, so that's the upper level energy associated with this system. That's going to swing through during the day tomorrow. We'll wake up to sunshine in the morning. The mountains could wake up to snow in the morning tomorrow at the higher elevations. We may see a thin band of quick passing showers move through during the early afternoon, mainly between about 1 and 4 o'clock. The chance overall isn't that high. We're going with about a 30% chance. I just didn't want anyone to be caught off guard. This is not going to rain out your plans for tomorrow, but just a thin band of showers should swing through midday. After that, we are dry at least up until early next week. The weekend is cooler. Take a look at these lows, upper 30s Saturday and Sunday morning. Next week, feeling a bit more spring-like again with highs climbing back into the 70s. Dan right. and Ashley.
Kat, thank you. So Friday from noon to 6:30 at WRAL, we need everybody's help at home because we are turning our gorgeous garden here at WRAL red.
Please come visit the WRAL Azalea Gardens and wear red to support the NC State men's and women's historic Final Four journey. The gardens are in full bloom. There could even be some special surprises in store for those who show their Wolfpack pride. Stop by this Friday with your Pack family. Help WRAL turn the gardens red. We'll be right back.
And welcome back. You're taking a live look. This is out in Phoenix. We are waiting for the NC State men's basketball team to show up and step through those doors any moment to arrive at the hotel. They landed in Phoenix about 30 minutes ago. Again, this is a live look. We have our Pat Welter and Casey Hance. You saw them a little earlier doing their live shot out there. They're waiting on them. You heard this headline. It's going to be a good time. So stick around. If they show up during the show, we'll show you guys. Now, you've seen the headline right here for quite some time. NC State's wild ride hits the Final Four after this win over the rival Duke. It's the first time since 1983. We want to give you a better picture, though, of just how long that has been. The world was a much different place 41 years ago. Ronald Reagan was president. Michael Jackson's Thriller was the top album, and Star Wars Return of the Jedi was the highest grossing movie in the box office at the time. A ticket to see that movie would have cost you about $2. The gas that you put in your car to get down to the theater cost just over $1 a gallon. And the house where you were sitting on the couch picking the show times out of the newspaper, remember they were in the newspaper? That was likely around $56,000. 41 years later, the median home prices was a bit more. It's $353,000. Gas is $3.25 a gallon, and a movie ticket is closer to $15. The world was a very different place back then, Raleigh included. The city's population back in 1983 was 167,000 people. Now it's closer to 500,000. The Beltline, I-440,
wasn't even done yet in those days. Some video here from the WREL archives of crews doing some work on a little stretch between Capitol Boulevard and South Saunders Street. North Carolina's governor at the time was this guy, James B. Hunt. Here's a story that ran on WREL on New Year's Day, 1983.
It looked like a scene from Christmas Eve, not New Year's Day. Hordes of bargain hunters crowding the aisles. More than 100 shoppers had lined up outside this department store before the doors even opened this morning. And all day long, they crowded the counters by the thousands.
I think there's two reasons, Ann. One is the weather. Today it's cloudy, it's cool, that always brings them in. The other reason is that we're offering 25% off already marked down merchandise.
Searching for a new bargain in a new year. In the shoe department of this store, customers went through boxes faster than the clerks could get them back on the shelves. But shoppers didn't seem to mind the rush or the crush of the crowds.
Well, I had to return a lot of things that I got, and so I just decided to come out, and the sales were good, so I'm out here in the crowd.
Prices are lower, need some clothes, and it's better to get them after Christmas than before.
I always wonder if some of those people were at home going, hey, that's me. Some of the biggest news stories of 1983, the U.S. invasion of Grenada, the bombing of the U.S. Senate, the very first mobile phones hitting the market, Sally Ride becoming the first woman in space, and 125 million people watching the final episode of MASH. Yeah, different world in 1983. Here's the thing. Prices will probably never be that low again. Star Wars may never be as magical again, hot take. Crews may never stop working on the Raleigh Beltline, the outer loop now, after 41 years. But here we are all this time later, and NC State may actually have another shot at another national championship.
I'm going to go ahead and say that perhaps the vibe, though, is something that does stay consistent, right? I mean, yeah. just the people, it's amazing to see what has happened to the Triangle and just the fan base. Incredible.
Regardless, I think, of who you back, so many people are passionate Duke fans, a lot of passionate Carolina fans. I think everybody can get behind NC State just a little bit for this run. It's been pretty magical.
Absolutely. Thanks for making WREL your choice for local news.
We got our next newscast at 10 o'clock on Fox 50 and 11 on WREL. As we're waiting for those guys to walk through the doors, we'll have the latest in our later newscast. Stay with us.
Keep watching WREL News over the air channel 34 and Spectrum channel 1257.